This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I honestly cannot remember the last time there was a Fed meeting at which news broke. But news there was today, not about interest rates. They're still at zero. Sunday, by the way, is the fourth anniversary of the Fed's zero interest rate policy. No, the news today was on the other end of that bargain, how and when the Fed is going to decide to raise rates. For the first time, the central bank has put a policy number on its policy decisions.
In today's statement, the committee also recasts its forward guidance to clarify how it expects its target for the federal funds rate to depend on future economic developments. Specifically, the committee anticipates that exceptionally low levels for the federal funds rate are likely to be warranted, quote,
all right, wait, stop. Stop the tape. This is too painful. It's going to be easier, honestly, if I just do it. Bernanke said he's going to keep interest rates at or near zero as long as unemployment is above 6.5% and inflation is 2.5% or less. It's kind of a big deal because up till now, the Fed's guidelines for when it was going to raise or lower interest rates has pretty much been, we'll let you know when we feel like it. Maybe we'll do it in, what, a year, year and a half from now? Whatever, you know. So it is a big deal. The Fed chairman had other things to say today, of course. The questions and answers went on for an hour or so, and they give us the perfect entree for another edition of the Fiscal Cliff Time Machine. Our guest, of course, is Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. Your job is to decide which piece of tape is from this year and the fiscal cliff debate, and which is from last year and the debt limit fight. Here you go. Is it choice one?
In particular, it will be critical that fiscal policymakers come together soon to achieve longer-term fiscal sustainability without adopting policies that could derail the ongoing recovery.
Or is it choice two from this year?
The most helpful thing I think Congress administration can do right now is find a resolution that, on the one hand, achieves long-run fiscal sustainability, which is critical, absolutely critical for a healthy economy, but also avoids derailing the recovery, which is currently in process.
All right. Sorry, trick question. They're both from today, but honestly, most of what Ben Bernanke says does kind of sound the same anyway, don't you think?